Okay, so the first time we schmooze about the bracha of, or not the non-bracha of Mode Ani. We mentioned before there was no blessing, no Shem Hashem, which allows us to say it first thing in the morning. But it gets ourselves off in the right path. I hope, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to have better focus on it myself since I've had this close to talking about it with you guys. I want to move over now to the next stage of brachas that we have, at least the one we'll skip to. Before I just do an introduction to what we're talking about now, many times in our life, when you focus on certain parts, you see like the bigger picture or the more exciting, flashy parts of the of a piece, but you don't always see what's behind that piece. So, for example, we have in our tefillah. If I would ask you what's the prime part of tefillah, you might tell me Shmona Esrei, and you wouldn't be wrong. It's a very serious part. You might tell me Shema, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, you wouldn't be wrong either. But all of that is eventually gotten to. That comes along towards the climax of our davening. But everything, sometimes in life, you have a really beginning part. Without that beginning part, it wouldn't get off the ground. And that beginning part is our Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar is an extremely significant and crucial part of our tefillah. And I want to first start with the word bracha, what the word bracha actually means. The word bracha is a machlok is what it means, but according to Nefesh HaChayim and Rechayim Belazhin, the word bracha is from the word brecha. Brecha means a pool, meaning that when you make a bracha to Hashem, what you're doing is you're recognizing Hashem is the source of all bracha. Everything that comes in the world that we have, it comes from the source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now what you find is that you find a piece of bread, let's say, that you're going to eat at some point in your day, becomes a bridge for you to connect to Hashem by recognizing Hashem is the source of all blessing. As you eat any food in the world, what you're doing is you're representing and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He runs the world, that He is the Brecha, He is the source of all good things in the world. So I want to give a little bit of time now to focus on a piece which is which comes from, again, from the Nefesh Shimshon, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that he tries to highlight a little more of a focus on the Birchos HaShachar. Now, if we would take a little bit of time and think about it before we made those brachos, we'd probably have a ton of kavana, but it's first thing in the morning. As I'm sure for many of us in this listening right now, the morning is not our prime time kavana in our lives. Usually depends on what you're up to, but you're groggy, you're just getting out of bed, it's the first, you put your tefillin on, you're rushing to catch up with the tzibur potentially, hopefully not, but it could happen. And we're reading some very powerful things and thanking God and recognizing Him being the source of very, very serious ideas, but we're doing so sometimes without a lot of focus. So I want to make one haro. I'm going to read to you a paragraph from this piece for a second, which I'm showing Pincus. He says the following thing. Etzleinu ha'olam hu afuch, meaning the world is a little backwards. When we make a bracha, we make a bracha so that we can eat bread. But there are people, there are Jews, he said, that I've heard who eat bread to be able to make a bracha. That's why they eat bread. They would like to make a bracha, so they eat bread. They don't make a bracha in order to eat. They eat in order to make a bracha. They can't imagine not benching to Hashem. They want to find a way to be mechayev themselves to bench to Hashem. So they eat bread in order to create the obligation for them to the brachas of Muslim. And for those people, bread is a means of connecting to Hashem. Again, for some people, they make a bracha on bread to allow them to eat that bread. And some people want to figure out ways to make brachas. And what they'll do is they will find ways to make brachas by having food that makes them make such brachas. That's really the goal of Birchas HaShachar. The goal of the morning brachas that we have is to take normal life, to focus on normal basic things that we have in our lives that every single human being has in his life, and find a way to make those things sanctified and holy. Like us, we're part guf and we're part neshama. A bracha is also part guf and part neshama. What does that mean? The nusach of the bracha, of any bracha that you make, the nusach of the bracha is the guf. It has a text. It has a body. Text, the body, the bracha. When you make that, when you say the words, you focus on the guf of that bracha. But the kavana is the neshama. When you understand what you're making a bracha about, that creates the neshama behind the bracha. And what Birchas HaShachar does for us is it creates a neshama on very physical things. Now, the more physical a thing is, usually the easier it is for it to lose its focus of being a spiritual item and a connector to Hashem. Again, the more physical, that's why, for example, when you go to the bathroom, it's such an easy thing to, like, you know, animals go to the bathroom. It's a very easy thing to confuse certain behaviors that we have with being more physical and animal-like. But that's why when you look at the bracha that you make when you come out of the bathroom and you read, we're not going to do it right now, but to read the bracha of Asher Yatzar, it's an unbelievably powerful bracha. We need that to counter the natural, more animal-like physical goof of the action and to create a neshama behind that action. And same thing when it comes to bracha shachar. Bracha shachar is are really what defines us as being human beings is much what we describe in bracha shachar. How we walk, how we see, right? You know, the fact that we think and that we can comprehend things. That's what makes us human beings. And therefore, by definition, it's very easy to confuse physicality and not see beyond that. So the job of the bracha shachar is to try to take a step out of our physical comfort zone and try to see things as being kadosh as HaKadosh Baruch originally intended. The same way that we make when you have bread, you can either make a bracha to eat bread or you eat bread to make a bracha. Hashem gave us all these gifts in life for us not to take advantage of them, but to appreciate where they are stemming from. So I'm going to take a few minutes right now just to read a few paragraphs and elaborate on them. Again, found in Rav Shimshon Pinkus's Sefer Neva Shimshon on Tefillah. I'll start with a very interesting mashal brought down by Yisrael Salanter. There's the Bali Musar point out that whenever you get hana in this world, there's a challenge that this world, when you get hana, it takes away from the next world. Meaning, if I would get kavod, something I do in this world, so there's a chance that the kavod I get in this world will take away from the ultimate zchus I have awaiting me in Olam Haba. That's why we have this Mishnah. We say at the beginning of Sechus Peah, we say it every day actually in davening. We say there are certain mitzvos that you get Olam Haba and the Karen Kayamas Olam Hazeh as well. But it means the other mitzvahs that you do, you might lose Olam Haba because you get some benefit in this world. And the way Rishon Lezion explains it, he says, Olam Hazeh hu malon yakar ma'od. We're living in a very expensive hotel. This world is a very expensive hotel. It's called Hana Mimenu Ola Beskar Yakar. Every benefit we get out of it costs money. For example, the mashal I'd use is if you go into a hotel room, you have like a little what's the bar, whatever that bar thing, what's it called there? It's called a
tea room.
No, in the room, in the hotel.
Mini bar.
What's it called?
Mini bar.
Thank you. The mini bar. And you have like a little thing of Coke, it costs like $25. You know, any small thing, you have a little chocolate bar, you take it out, it's $5. Any small thing that you take from it, you pay for it. And Rosh Hashanah says this world is a huge, expensive hotel. Everything you take from it, you're going to have to pay for. What does it mean, pay for it? It means that Olam Haba, you lose credit for the Olam Haba, the mitzvah you did because you got benefited out of it in this world. So how do we counter that? So Rav Itzla Blazer, he has the following pshat he brings down, and he explains, if you would take that same mushel, but now imagine that you are you're on a business trip. And as on a business trip, so you know when you put things on the business tab. So when you go on a business trip, you put things on the tab, so the tab is covered by the business that you're part of. So says Itzla Blazer, he says that, how do I make sense of this whole thing? I'll read inside. Shame Shemisha Shor Bebesa Malon, Ibu Nimsa Sham Avur Atzmo. If you're there, if you stay in the hotel for your own pleasure and luxury, Allah L'Shalem Tavim V'Takilin, you're going to pay for every single small thing that you use. La'im Kol Shemuso Sham, Yavur Chevra Shu Obed Avurab. Let's say you're on a business trip, you're there for a company. Who picks up the tab? Not you, the company picks up the tab. I mean, everything you get out of that mini bar, out of that hotel, and how many nights you stay there, you don't pay a thing out of your own pocket. Why? Because you're representing something that's not you. You're there for something else. And therefore, he explains the following. We live in a very expensive world that has a tremendous amount of anah attached to it. But if I look at myself as being, I'm on a business trip. I'm here to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu on my business trip. I'm here to represent Klal Yisrael on my business trip. Then every single thing that I buy here, even that I enjoy while I'm here, it all goes not in my tab. The business covers it. It's not on me. And therefore, in Shemayim, I'm able to, they cover Shemayim, and I'm able to enjoy what I have in this world and not be taking out my own pocket. And that's really the way he says that you can look at Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, what it is, it's us recognizing there are many things we have in the world that are very mundane, physical, routine, that we get tremendous enjoyment out of. Now that we can't imagine not having those things. Again, as an example, Zokei Fufim. I'm not sure here, you know, you guys are young guys still, so I'm not sure how many of you had back problems beforehand. But it means straightening up the bent. Those straighten up the bent. Now you have to have had an experience in life at some point in time to have had a bad back to appreciate what it means to not have a bad back. But once you realize that, you get so much hana'ah from walking around normally in your life and being able to function properly that the hana'ah you get there is priceless. You would pay so much money if you weren't feeling well to make yourself feel better. And therefore, in theory, we're getting so much hana'ah out of the world, and that's going to be taken out of our account in Shemayim, possibly. But not if we put our stock in making sure that we're working on behalf of something else, not ourselves. I'm not getting hana'ah for my own sake. I'm getting enough for a greater cause that I don't lose. It doesn't come off my bill. It comes off the owner of my business bill. It just comes to Baruch himself. And therefore, I'm able to deal with it in that case. I'll read another paragraph to you from the Sefer. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Avlam Hayam and Aleph. And it says, whoever gets hana from this world, low bracha without making a bracha, it's considered having taken from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's items, mi'ilas, when you take something sanctified, use it for your own benefit. And therefore, over the course of time, you know, think about it. How much do we enjoy in our lives? We enjoy a lot of things in our lives. Now, again, let's say you ate certain foods. So usually we make brachas on those foods. And therefore, that's not considered nene without a bracha. But if you take not physical things that you eat, when you're hopefully very conscious to make brachas where you eat, but how about things that we enjoy in life? Every step you take in the world, every step you take, you run, you play ball, whatever you're doing in the end, you get hana'ah from functioning properly. Every time I open my eyes up and I see something. So there's no bracha. We don't make a bracha every time I open my eyes up and see something. We make a bracha in the morning. Right? Without that bracha in the morning, every time I see a beautiful sunset or anything else that I see, I'm getting hana'ah right now. In theory, with bleed bracha. I'm getting hana'ah right now without a bracha. That means that everything I'm doing right now, in theory, is going to go on my account. I don't have to pay for that. So over here, he says the following idea. He says, I'm going to read this inside one more time. But if you live in this world, not for yourself, but for God, you look at yourself, you're like an agent. You're an agent of Klal Yisrael. You're an agent of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. There's no worries anymore. Hashem picks up the tab then. The problem is this. Wake up in the morning. You don't wake up in the morning to put tefillin on. Because in the morning, to be alive, to frolic outside with your friends, to chill. That's the reality. And if that's the reason, therefore, and he brings a proof. He said, the proof that I have, that's why you live, is that while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're thinking about what you're doing later on that day, right? Usually, again, you're thinking about going out with friends. You're thinking about playing ball. You're thinking about what episode you're going to watch later on. That's why you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. You're thinking about the movie you saw last night. When you're watching the movie or eating that food, who thinks about Shemoneh Esrei? Usually not us. So where's our essence being put? Where's our focus being put? Not in the tefillah, not in the bracha. It's been put on our physical life that we're enjoying. And therefore, if that's the case, then we have a concern, is that whatever we enjoy in this world is being taken out of our tab in Shemayim, the mini bar, and we're using it, we're enjoying it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take that off. So how do we respond to that? Is that Birchas HaShachar is the greatest way for us to start our day off by putting ourselves in the better frame of mind, as well as explain to Kadosh Baruch Hu what I'm really here for. If you're mevarech b'kavana, all these things, whether it be on food, whether it be on your eyesight, whether it be on straightening your back, whatever it might be in the end, if you make a bracha with kavana, what are you saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm recognizing, Baruch, you are a brecha. You are a source of all bracha in the world. And I'm making this bracha with you in mind as being the source, and I'm your agent. I want to be your agent to spend my life, my time here in a proper and healthy fashion. He says, when you have that approach, that attitude, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you those things. He wants to shower you with those gifts. He's doing it for the business, for the company, not stop for your own pleasure. He quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, which hopefully we'll do next year at some point in time, in the final paragraph of Pesachim. It says, Yoserish Misha Ego Rotzel Linok HaPar Rotzel LeHanik. More than a calf wants to nurse the mother, the mother wants to give the calf to nurse for two reasons. One of them is a very physical, obvious reason, that an animal is in pain. It has a lot of milk that it wants to release the pressure. It wants the animal to nurse. That's one reason. But the second reason is the whole purpose of it having a child is to give that child life. More than the child wants to be alive, the parent wants that child to be alive. Because Baruch Hu created us to be alive. more than we want to be alive. Hashem wants us to be alive. And therefore, we're in theory, it's very easy. Hashem wants to hire us to work for him. If we will do that and we will go out of our way and try our hardest to make sure that we are behaving in a way that represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then every good that we get in the world is something that Hashem is giving us on behalf of the company, on behalf of the business. And if we have that approach, that attitude, then we're able to safeguard all those things and not lose in Shemayel. I'll give you the following muscle that Rapikus brings down as well. He says, what would happen if you went to a makolet and you bought some bread and some dips and some soda and some drinks? So you pay for those things. But let's say you went to the makolet owner's home and you spend time and you hang out with him a little bit. You smooth them, you hang out, you spend time with him a little bit. And he invites you into his house and he gives you some bread and some dips and some drinks. At the end, does he give you a bill and say, pay up? Of course not. Why not? Because there, you're with him. You're not buying for yourself. You're partnering with him. You're enjoying his company. If we change our attitude in the world from one of me getting physical pleasure, I enjoy my eyesight, I enjoy my walk, I enjoy whatever I might do, and I shift that attitude, that approach, to now making it where I'm working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, because Baruch Hu gam yesh esek. Hashem also has a business. Ha'olam hu esek shlo. Hashem's business is the world. Like the makolet owner owns a makolet, Hashem's business is the world. V'im kein, k'sha'adam rotze lechem, o einayim b'charut shalosh baruch. You want bread, or you want eyes. You want to take your daily portion of eyesight that day from the olam, from Hashem's business. You have to pay for it. However, im adam posech b'brecha, but if you go to Hashem in the morning and you say to him, because Baruch Hu, I recognize this from you, I look forward to partnering with you today with my eyesight, we're business partners, who ocha mishulchan gavoa, then you don't pay out your own tab because Baruch Hu is paying for it. But you have to go to the store and you have to make sure that that's where you're holding. You're not doing it for your sake. You're not getting eyesight for your sake. You're doing it for Hashem's sake, so I can see someone in need. So I can see someone who's wanting something. And then I'm able to do it that way. We reach the two last paragraphs, and we'll stop over here. He says, "V'lachein havanes boneim and asim libeinu l'lasos l'rat b'chitzonius la'afil gamets hapnimius." We have to do this not only the goof of the bracha by saying the word, but we have to internalize the message of what these brachas mean. L'chshova ma'ashan amadabrim. What are we saying? Zua muflau shal Torah shalanu, muflau shal siddur shalanu. This is the koach. This is the beauty and the strength of the Torah and the strength of the nusach that we say in davening. It's the koach of the Ashkenazic Hagadola. The men of the Great Assembly who put together our tefillah did so in a way where we can tap into this unbelievable opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the physical nature that Hashem gives us. If we did it on our own, we have to be neviim. We have to be able to tap into what God wants from us. We don't have to do that in the end. We have a telephone to Hashem. What's that telephone? Habrachos, hatfilos. I can't find a God's Baruch Hu myself. It's very hard to. The world's very confusing and busy. But our Nevi'im put together a text. That's like a telephone. We have an instant, like the phone that goes to the president. You pick up the phone, straight to the president. We have the same exact thing. We pick up the phone, we pick up our sitter, we open it up, and instant kesher with the God's Baruch Hu. That's what the bracha is our telephone to our God's Baruch Hu. And that's Shachris, that's Mincha, that's Mariv. Every bracha we make to Hashem, every time we dive into Hashem, what we're doing is we're opening the phone, picking the phone up and saying, what can I do for you right now? Not what can you do for me. What can I do for you right now? How can I represent you in the world better? That is the way that we're supposed to be acting in the world. And that bracha, by the way, is a very interesting point. Also, it lasts the entire day. Normally, when you eat food, let's say, for example, when you eat food, it lasts only as long as the food you're eating is. Once you're done, you stop eating, so then you're finished. But picture bracha as a shaka for a second. Make a bracha on my eyesight. Bracha on eyesight. Do you ever stop seeing? Do you ever have hesach adas from seeing? No, of course not. My hesach adas from eating. I never hesach adas from seeing. And the proof is, I don't make multiple brachas every time I look at something. I make one bracha in the day, and that's the goof. But if my kavana is proper, where I'm having in mind to be an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my sight, to be working for an agent of Hashem with my sight, then I don't repeat that bracha later on. If I ever have hesach adas and the gift God gives me, and I use my eyesight for my own personal benefit, then I have to pay out of my own pocket for that. That's why when I make the bracha in the morning of Berachas Torah, even if I take a break in the middle, I don't make another Berachas Torah. You know why? Because I never have hesach adas from learning Torah. I always want to learn Torah. I can maybe. I'm busy. I have things going on in my life. But I never stop thinking about it. So with my eyesight, it's the same thing. when I make a bracha, it causes bracha by my eyesight, but seeing, it's a bracha. Never, I don't make it a second time in the course of the day, because there's no reason why I ever have hesek hadas on that. The entire day that I have in front of me is constantly looking and seeing and watching. And if I don't ever skew from my mindset of being with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that bracha is still carrying over to my eyesight. However, if I ever look at something I should be looking at, if I ever say something I shouldn't be saying, if I hear something I shouldn't be hearing, then all my physical talents that I've asked for in advance and told Hashem, I'm an agent of yours, I just have hesek hadas on it. I just lost my focus of Hashem on that. And whatever I do for this, if I don't make a new bracha, which I'm not supposed to make a new bracha right now, then from this point forward, that's my day. What I look at, it's my own pleasure. It's not part of it. I have hesek hadas in my bracha. And now I'm taking my eyesight for myself. I'm not an agent of God anymore. And I lost my focus at that point in time. And I'll read the last part of here with you, and then we'll stop. A bracha is a lalu shal boker bonus kesher atzum b'chol rega shal chayim shalanu. We make brachas in the morning. What it does, it creates a very strong kesher with our physical life in Hashem. Sof kol sof bein lechem lechem yishefer shal kama shos. Between eating bread and eating bread, we have meal to meal. It's hours between them. Al kama shos yish bein re'iyah le'iyah. Is there a gap at all between seeing and seeing? Yeah, watch this. I blink, boom. A fraction of a second is my hefsek between seeing and seeing. Bein anaz or la anaz or kama shos yish bein malbush arubin malbush arubin. You run to the bathroom, you take your clothes off, go to the bathroom, come back out again. That's the only hefsek you have between clothing the one who's naked. Meaning we're constantly in a state of being clothed. Bein matir asurim la matir asurim. Read upon mishul tzalei. You ever seen someone who's crippled, who's injured? Every step they take, it's like painful, like splitting of the sea. If you've ever injured yourself and you knew how gingerly you have to walk and carefully have to walk and the pain you were in, so that if you watch someone, it's painful to watch them. But you ever see someone run to catch a bus or to play ball? They run freely. They run painlessly, Baruch Hashem, and seamlessly. And there's got to be a way for us to make sure that we don't let that point leave us. We have to make sure that we make a bracha. We never lose focus of the fact that we are given a gift that lasts us from the day, the moment we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep. And Birchas HaShachar is the moment in time when we get to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want you taking out of Shemayim my benefit I get from my eyesight. I'm making a bracha right now in the morning, and it's going to last me the whole day, and I'm working for you. But to make that a reality, you have to make sure that your eyes then are working for Hashem, that your legs are walking for Hashem, that your body is listening for Hashem. The moment that you take those same eyes and you look somewhere you shouldn't be looking, or your same mouth says something you shouldn't be saying, that you just made a hefsek in your bracha of pokeach ivrim, for example, and now no longer the bracha from this point forward is no longer chal on what you're looking at anymore. And now you're taken from the minibar and you checked out of the hotel already from the business trip, and this is all on your own record and your own accord. And that's why Birchas HaShachar have a very, very crucial role. And we're going to do that on Wednesday. We're going to get through and discuss a little bit more about each bracha, a little more specifically. But Birchas HaShachar themselves have a very crucial role to make sure that when I go through my physical activity of my day, what I'm doing really is I'm playing the agent role for Hashem. I am Hashem's agent. And whatever hanah I'm getting is the shame of the business I work for, which is the business of being Mekadeshim Shemayim. And it's Hashem, which means Zocha, to have that bracha not only be the goof of the bracha, which is the actual physical bracha to Hashem that I say, but the neshama, which is the kavana I have when I make that bracha, to make sure that it lasts me well beyond, you know, that moment in time and the next moment. But there's no hefsek between the bracha I make until I finally close my eyes at nighttime to go to sleep for the pokeach ivrim that I say each and every day. We'll stop over here. We'll get to the actual brachas a little more on Wednesday.